Proclamation number 4471 of 28th of October, 1948. Absolute truth. Knowledge can certainly be made accessible to you, who have the grace of being directly instructed from above, which completely corresponds to the truth, and therefore you can also always represent what is imparted to you as truth. But it is nevertheless to be understood that people who are not instructed in this way doubt it and rather regard as truth what was gained as a result through eager reflection, through lively intellectual activity. And since these results are mostly of quite different kinds and people cannot or do not want to close their minds to either the one or the other reasoning or execution, and are also never able to recognize what is right by virtue of their intellect, the assertion has been made, truth is relative. But here men are gravely mistaken. And with this assertion they also reject the originator of truth, the essence which exists from eternity in this concrete truth, which can never change, otherwise it would become untrue to itself. Truth is fundamental law. The way things are must be based on eternity, for truth is like the eternal order, the law, which is eternally irrevocable because it emerged from God, the most perfect being which can never contradict itself. During his time on earth the human being is indeed free to deviate from the truth by virtue of his free will, to overturn the law of eternal order, but it will always have a detrimental effect on the human being himself because it is contrary to law, because it does not correspond to the truth which is conveyed to people by God himself. There is one truth, and this is with God. Everything aspiring to God first seeks to penetrate this truth, which was and is its share in the state of perfection, but which is clouded or defaced and not recognized in the state of imperfection. Perfection and truth are not two concepts, but one results from the other. Therefore, where different views are still regarded as truth, the degree of maturity of people is also different, which determines the ability to judge in the bright realization of the divine, which includes pure truth. A person's degree of maturity requires a way of life that corresponds to the divine will, it requires an adaptation to the eternal order, to the law of love, in which the eternal deity moves itself. Then the human being will know the fullest truth, and he will also recognize that there can only be one truth, that it can only originate from God as the eternal truth, and he will also recognize that the human being's aim on earth is to come into possession of the truth from God, and that this truth must therefore be found, that it therefore cannot be denied. Otherwise all faith in God would be invalid, in a being which was, is and will remain perfect for all eternity. Amen.